Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, Ntate Sklare, uyazokhuluma enye into ebuhlungu ngempela, ukulahlekelwa umuntu omthandayo, ukulahlekelwa abantu ukuthi bosabheke ifuture from bona, and then bese kuza nje umuntu uyayithatha impilo yakhe. Hey, ayikho into ebuhlungu njengaleyo. Siyabona kune spirit nje la eNingizimu Afrika okuthi, you know, ukuthatha umphefumulo womuntu ngathi sokuyinto nje encane, into engasho lutho. So bazalwane, I think isikhathi sokuthi asimini. Let us pray ngalesi spirit, because angeke nje silahlekelwe ngabantu just like that and then sibukile kungana lutho esilenzayo each and every day. Uma ubheka ku social media, uma ulalela indaba, kukhona nje ukubulala ngaphakathi. So bazalwane, asimini. Moruti Sklare, thank you so much ukuthi today sibabeke bonke nje abantu ukuthi balahlekelwe, sibabeke emkhulekweni and simcele uNkulunkulu ukuthi akabakhamfate. Sithi nje duduzekani yonke nje imdeni kokuthi lahlekelwe kamanje, sithi duduzekani and uNkulunkulu uhleze khona ngaso sonke isikhathi. Siyabonga nalapha kuKhali Mambo. Hey, ngikuzwile Khali Mambo uthi wena ukhipha boma 4K, ukhipha boma 6K, uthi nje hamba uyoshopisha. Wow, hey, oh yazi unkosikazi nje ozotholwa wena, hayi cha, uzobe busekile kakhulu. Isikhathi ke manje sithi 10 before 3 o'clock. Kulesi sigaba sizothola ke i word of encouragement njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ke sizohambisana nomfundisi uAyanda Biyela, uyena ke ozosithulela i motivation kule nyanga yonke. Before ke siya kuyena, ngicela ukuthi sithathe ikhefu. Siyabuya emveni kwalokho.
Phulaphula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kwelilizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook paging ya rona. Nna le loko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Asimamukele o mfundisi o Ayanda Biyela. Mfundisi sawubona? Eh, umfundisa ke khona. Mina ngithula ula kanthake khomfundisi. Okay, siphinde futhi simthole. Ya uyena ke ozosithulela i word of encouragement go lentambama. Ungaba busy lapho ulungise your notepad ukuze ke uzoyithathela kulobuhlakani azosithulela bona. Ya ngiyabona la uthi une network problem. We network problem, isenzani le network? Ithi ngiphinde ngimthole futhi umfundisi Biyela oku AM 657. Ungasithola na ku DSTV Audio Bouquet 882. And kungasekudala sizobeke siba live ku Radio Pulpit YouTube channel. So sicela nje usubscribe lapho and then bese ke uyakwazi ukuthi ke ngaso sonke isikhathi uyitholele le inhlelo ezinhle usuku nosuku. Subscribe ku YouTube channel and then ukwazi ukuthi ke uthole inhlelo oyithandayo usuku nosuku, and ungaphinda sithole na ku OpenView channel 607. Okay, hey bazalwane, kunenkinga ye network, so ithi simyeke nje kancane kuleli viki o pastor Ayanda Biyela, and then sizophinda futhi sizame, I don't know, maybe for my next week or mhlambe manga ngipha enye number esingazama ukuthi ke simthole kuyona. Mfundisi, give us another number mhlambe esingakuthola kuyona, yeah, an alternative number esingakwazi ukuthi ke sixhumane nawe kuyona ngoba asikwazi nje ukuthi siqale iviki singatholanga imotivation ayi cha akwenzeki lokho sicela usinikeze enye number singakwazi ukuthi sikuthole kuyo yeah ithi ngibona ukuthi ke siyakwazi ukuthi simthole umfundisi uAyanda Biyela.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ngempela uyimpendulo uJehova asibone la ukuthi siyakwazi ukuthi simthole uPastor Ayanda mfundisi sawubona.
Yebo sisishane.
Aw sengibambi inhliziyo ngesandla manje. Ukuthi hayi ingangidisappoint ngeke sikwazi ukungena ku a new week singayitholanga i weight of encouragement aya kwenzeki lokho.
Yeah, sisiqinisile iyakwazi manje.
Yeah. Sawubona unjani?
Ngiyaphila sesunjani wena?
Hayi cha nathi siphilile and siyabonga ukuthi after iminyaka eminingi kangaka siphinde sibe nawe ngo 20 cabanga from I don't know like now it's 2025 angazi ngakugcina nini la emoyeni ngothi u 5 years wonke pho. Okay siyabonga ukuthi nalucingo liyela decide ukuthi ke lungene yeah so ngaphandle nje kokumosha isikhathi mfundisi mhlambe laba bakhohliwe ubani konje umfundisi Ayanda Biyela
yeah uvele nje usho waqeda umfundisi Ayanda Biyela ibandla
yeah
Mr. Boxback under indawo kuthiwa iMabultini so igama lebandla iPosters Tabernacle Church International yeah baba futhi ngishadile so yikho lokho nje ngakuveza for now yeah and I write books I do motivations as well so yeah that is me thank you
ngithanda uma senithi husband to one wife.
Amen.
Akube njalo, yes. Okay mfundisi, yeah ngiphinde ngikwamukele. So today usiphatheleni.
Thank you so much sisi. Ngivele ngingene endabeni bengikhohliwe nje ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu ngisindisiwe lokho ngakusebe kwashintsha. Ngifuna nje ukuthinta nali udaba nje ngiyazi unyaka usuyophela. And siku November manje wonke umuntu usebona ngathi vele hayi cha okungenzeka ngakusophinde kwenzeke so ngifuna nje ukufunda uSalm 65 verse 11 NLT it's like you crown the year with a bountiful harvest even the hard pathways overflow with abundance then uma ngifunda iEasy English Bible ithi ke yona every year at harvest time you bless people with lot of good things everywhere that you go there is plenty of food so lo abakhuluma ngaye la uNkulunkulu uma bethi you crown the year with a bountiful harvest even the hard pathways overflow with abundance bakhuluma ngoNkulunkulu la abakhulumi ngomunye umuntu uNkulunkulu kuphela ongenza imhlolo enjengale uNkulunkulu kuphela ongenza imangaliso injengalezi engeke zafaniswa namuntu kuthiwa you crown there with bountiful harvest le English Bible ithi yona ke every year at harvest time you bless people with lot of good things you bless people with then ithi ke everywhere that you go there is plenty of food la hamba khona uNkulunkulu kunenala isizulu sithi iplenty inala la hamba khona uNkulunkulu kubonakala inala Ake ngiveze nakho ke bafowethu okuncane kule 5 minutes ngithi ang emphasize ukuthi unyaka nonyaka wonke unyaka esiwutholayo siwuphiwa uNkulunkulu. Siwuphiwa umuntu wonke unyaka esiwutholayo siwuphiwa uNkulunkulu. Namanye amazwi ke into iphiwa uNkulunkulu kufanele uyembrace. Ngizokhuluma nje namuhla ngithi ake silungise ilanguage yethu manje sangena onyakeni. Maseke nje sangena onyakeni khona le language ekibe khona. Sigcina sithi kuyo awu lo nyaka uphele lo nyaka uyabheda lo nyaka lona ngifisa ngoba kuthiwa ufikanga lo nyaka lona ukhunyaka obheda njengalo bafowethu hayi mani ukuthi ake siyilungise le language asikwazi ukuthi into singayiphiwa uNkulunkulu zwani nje lapha kuthiwa you crown the year with bountiful harvest uNkulunkulu ukuthi engakunikeza ekubusise bathi ke every year at harvest time you bless people with a lot of good things. Akakwazi uNkulunkulu ukubusisa unyaka wena bese uyawuqalekisa. Hayi Nkosi yami, akakwazi uNkulunkulu ukubusisa unyaka wena bese uyawuqalekisa. Ake sike siyifikise le language yethu bafowethu. I think the reason singareceive indlela yokuthi sesikhulume kabi. The reason singatholi lutho indlela yokuthi sesikhulume kabi. Some are busy cursing the year but awuphele. Some are busy saying the year is not my year. Some are busy saying this is a bad year. Siyazi khona izinto ezimbi zenzakele, siyazi sishonelwe, siyazi salahlekelwa imisebenzi, siyazi kwenzeke konke. Kodwa unyaka usabusisiwe uNkulunkulu, akashintshi lutho. Unyaka ubusisiwe uNkulunkulu. Ungakhulumi kabi ngento uNkulunkulu akuphe yona. Ungakhulumi kabi ngento uNkulunkulu akubusise ngayo. Angiyiphinde leyo, ungakhulumi kabi ngento uNkulunkulu akuphe yona, nangento uNkulunkulu akubusise ngayo. Ukuthi kwenzakeleni ku-2025, uNkulunkulu kuphile. Bakhona bathwale imihlabathi ngesifuba ngoba ngikhuluma njengamanje bakhona ade sibangcwaba izolo bakhona siyobangcwaba namanje kodwa Nkosi yami ngithi let us fix our language let us fix our tongue uNkulunkulu mekuphinto ungakhulumi kabi ngayo ungayikhesi into uNkulunkulu akuphe yona so ngizothi nje okunye ke you can't curse and have good expectations at the same time awukwazi ukuqalekisa uphundibe nama good expectations at the same time you can't that is impossible awukwazi ukuthi ungaqalekisa unyaka ubese uthi ulindele futhi uNkulunkulu ulindeleni manje uma usuqalekisile the reason we don't see results sesiqalekisile asisakwazi ukuthola the reason singa receive sesiqalekisile asisakwazi ukuthola lo nyaka noma usiyophela usabusisiwe uNkulunkulu lo nyaka noma usuphela usabusisiwe uNkulunkulu zwali la bathi ke you crown the year with a bountiful harvest bathi la hamba khona uNkulunkulu ake ngikushore futhi ukuthi na ku 2026 lo sibheke ku uNkulunkulu will do the same so you need to fix your language uNkulunkulu will bless the year will crown the year will bring good things will bring izinto ezinhle uNkulunkulu so you have to do the same don't curse the year Nkosi yami awuqalekiswa into uNkulunkulu akuphe wona ayiqalekiswa abanye ke ake ngicacise nje ukuthi ke the year is not yours ngifuna ukucacisa lo unyaka nonyaka is not yours unyaka nonyaka is given by God isibusiso leso una unyaka nonyaka yisibusiso ubokwazi ukuthi nje this is a gift from God uma uke wangena ku 2026 ubokwazi it's a gift from God ngoba usaphila ku 2025 it's a gift from God akusiwa amandla akho uqinisile umbhali not by might not by power but by my spirit says the Lord akusiwa amandla akho ukwazi uqalekisa into ophiwe yona so ngamanye amazwi ke ungayi disqualify ngoba you are expecting from God ungayi disqualify nge language yakho abanye abantu bayi disqualify kakhulu nge language yabo so ungayi disqualify nge language yakho the year comes from God awuveli kuwe so u 2025 ngo January was blessed by God and he gave it to you so make use of the year 2025 ukuthi yini ohlangabezana nayo make use of the year 2025 angivale nganawo amazwi amabili ngike ngezwe Nkosi yami ikhuluma kakhulu I have heard like this statement more often from people bethu ubeke walunga uThixo uyayizwa lento ubeke walunga uThixo kungathi akalungile manje namanje usalungile namanje usalungile naku 2025 noma kwenzekile okwenzakele namanje usalungile ayikho into eyoshintsha icharacter kaNkulunkulu wena fix your language ayikho into eyoshintsha icharacter kaNkulunkulu lo nyaka is crowned by God lo nyaka uphiwe uNkulunkulu ngamanye amazwi ke i-success yakho never limit your success
by a certain year ongena kuyo uthi ngo 2024 angiphumelelanga, then you are limiting your success. Your success depends on God. I depend komunye umuntu. Ngamanye amazwi ngizokutshela uNkulunkulu ulungile, la 2026 uzolunga, uzawuletha izinto ezinhle. Fix your language so that you can receive. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yo. Ungayilimiti ngoba uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo uNkulunkulu okuthi hey, you know, uNkulunkulu weyimanga. And yabona lento ekhulumayo umfundisi into ukuthi sihleze siyenza singabantu sikhuluma izinto ezinegative over our lives, and then uma sezenzeka siyamangala futhi ukhohliwe ukuthi wena othe uyazi for instance unokugula okuthize. You know uthi okwami lokugula uwena oshoyo ngama ngolwimi lakho. Yes, uthi okwakho ukugula. So uma kungahlukani nawe uyakhala futhi uthi uNkulunkulu akaphilisi. Kanti kuwena othi hayi lokugula kuyindawo okwami.
Uyibizele.
Yo, thank you so much ukuthi usikhumbuze nakule ntambama ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi sibe mindful ukuthi ke sithini ngemlomo yethu, sithini phezu kweimpilo zethu. May God bless you. Uma ungekho la emoyeni utholakala kuphi?
Okay, inombolo yami ithi 076 8564 591.
Mm-hmm.
Yona ke nombolo yami ngitholakala kuyona ku Facebook, ngiyatholakala ngu Ayandabiyela. Naku TikTok basoba bano TikTok ngikhona ngu Ayandabiyela 2022. Yes.
Yo, mfundisi wami, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Asiphinde sihlangane futhi next week.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bless you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Shishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Sinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.